Phoenix FM backstage at Latitude Festival. I'm delighted to be joined by Owen and Rory from Drench. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm already, my arm's already hurting from having to look up and hold the microphone up to you because you're pretty tall.
We can hold it for you. It's fine.
Don't get that offer every day. Okay. Just want to start by introducing you to our listeners and describe yourself and your style. But been doing a little bit of research. No one can agree. You've had so many different genres attached to you: grunge, garage, blues, rock, punk. I mean, where do you see yourself?
With so many bands like out at the moment, it's kind of like difficult to like put bands in genres anymore, I think.
I mean, there were a lot fewer when genres started.
Everyone seems to be having a go.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then you come out with like loads of new genres, like weird names, and I don't know. Not really that bothered about where we're categorised, just
whether people like it or not.
Yeah.
I want to add one because I've been listening to some of your stuff. Psycho Billy, anyone ever called that, you got that before?
No, I don't think I've ever had someone.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I've thought it.
Necromancer's Dead is heavily influenced by the work of Eugene Chadbourne. It's a great psychobilly experimentalist guitarist.
Well, he's all sorts as well.
Yeah.
It can't be a bad thing then. If people are hearing that in your music. You've been around, not so long. You've had quite a few high profile gigs. You've been doing festivals.
More low profile gigs. I've had many more low profile gigs than high profile gigs.
You've had a few high profile. You've been here, you're at Glastonbury, you're at Roskilde as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And supported the Cribs at Brixton as well. How did that go?
That was a 4-band bill. So it was pretty cool just like seeing all these bands playing with us. But we're playing with them in Coventry soon.
Yeah, we played with them at the 100 Club and that was a really special show. Really, really great show.
Yeah, we've been listening to them for like ages.
How does it feel to suddenly be on the bill with bands that you like and you look up
it's
to and suddenly you're
just
there?
Like seeing them walk around and like watching their sound check as well.
And then afterwards they might come up to you and go, "That was really good." And you go, you kind of like get the kind of like tingles and go, "Thanks. I'm just a massive fan of your band," but I can't say anything. I usually just go, "Cheers,"
and
like splutter a bit, and then
as long as you don't end it with "And who are you?"
Yeah,
bound to get offended. you found yourself getting a lot of extra press in places you might not have expected. I mean, paging the Telegraph website, analysing and dissecting you.
Yeah, mentions on the 10 o'clock news and on Newsnight, Question Time apparently, and.
Really?
And Million Pound Drop as well. Some people lost some money because they didn't know who we were on Million Pound Drop. It was for charity as well.
I did read the Telegraph article because they were talking about you saying, a bit rude, saying, oh, they're not exactly household names. I mean, how big a band do you think you'd have to be a household name to readers of the Telegraph?
I'm not interested in being a household name to anyone, read the Telegraph or any newspaper.
I remember picking up the Telegraph about 5 years ago and it had Coldplay on the front cover and I went, that's an edgy move from the Telegraph. That's like new band of the day, Coldplay.
Well, let's talk about the music, obviously, because we've been playing Face Like a Skull, which has just it's just been released to us. It's coming out August, is it?
August.
September.
Ah, ages.
It's coming
okay.
out on vinyl in September, but it's probably ready
to buy it on iTunes now. I don't know. I'm really bad at this sort of thing.
But it's out and it's a tune and we wrote it and you can listen to it.
And it's very nice and it is psychobilly, I think, more than some of the others, which is very good.
Tad grungy as well. It's one of our grungier, Nirvana-inspired tracks. It's kind of our... There you go.
It's definitely good. I mean, you've got a hell of a great noise for just two people. You do get, obviously, comparisons as well with White Stripes and things like that. But great sound when you're actually up there. I mean, how easy is it to reproduce it when you're recording?
I mean, recording is where we kind of like went for that really wide sound. It sounded a lot more muted and a lot more kind of, what's the word, emasculated beforehand. But we just talking to people about sound and what we should be doing as a band and the sort of sonics we should be going for, I started using two amplifiers, splitting them, mucking around with the settings and putting like different things into my pedal board that would make it sound bigger and bassier.
Are you excited about seeing the album when it's out? Because that's going to be out next month, I think, isn't it?
That'll be crazy.
Yeah. like 1 month until it's out, and I'm so excited for it to. I really want to hold a copy of it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is it seeing the physical. You can still, while you can still get physical copies of albums, seeing the finished product for the first time, it's got to be like giving birth, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's our first one, so we're really proud of it, and I can't wait to hold it, and I can't wait for people to listen to it. I'm really proud of what we've done on it.
Brilliant. Well, if it sounds anything like the live performance today, I'm sure it'll be worth getting. So you're looking forward to it as well. One final question. How long have you been on site? Are you here all day on site? Are you going to catch any other bands?
We have to shoot off to Longitude Festival in Dublin. It's the first time that's happened. So I think we're going to watch Boningen and then
drive
up to Manchester. So
you get one band and then you're off.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not bad, actually. It's more than some.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty good as well. Owen and Rory, thanks very much for having a chat with us. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to the album when it comes out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.